In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Grand Slam of Darts preview. Coming up at Wolverhampton on Saturday. Saturday afternoon, there are eight games. Saturday evening, there are eight games. And then we continue through the week. A feast of action, you could say, on William Hill. Obviously sponsored by William Hill. And should be good. My name is Alex Dunn. And I've been joined by John Gwynn on the line to look ahead to the best of the action. Morning, John.
Good morning, Alex.
How's things?
Very well, thanks. Yes, enjoying life and... I shall enjoy watching this competition, not involved as a commentator anymore, but sometimes I can sit back and just relax and enjoy it. Although I won't watch it all, I've got other things to do. But yeah, it's a great, great competition, and many of the players enjoy it. It, of course, is the last one in the build-up to the World Championship. But it's a big, big tournament in its own right, and because it has... the group stage is attached to it. It does have its uniqueness.
Yes, definitely. So the format of this then, we've got eight groups of four players. They all play each other once, and the top two progress to the next stage. Obviously, as it's like that, it's tricky to sort of preview too many matches, as we don't know, you know, we haven't priced up some of the games, etc. There is group betting on the website if you want to look at that. We're not going to look at the group betting as such today. We'll kick things off with the outright markets. We've got Phil Taylor in at 6-4, Michael Van Gerwen at 11-4, Adrian Lewis at 7s, and then Simon Whitlock, Raymond Van Barneveld, and James Wade at 16s, Dave Chisnell 20s, and 25s or bigger the remainder. Where are your eyes drawn there, John?
They're automatically drawn to Phil Taylor. It sounds awfully commonplace and boring, but he was in such incredible form last weekend in the Masters in Edinburgh, an inaugural tournament, and the top 16 players took part in that, and Taylor, he annihilated Lewis in the final 10-1, and was in the similar form earlier in the day in the semis, and was in brilliant form throughout the tournament, which lasted 4 days. That was featured on ITV4, so a lot of people saw it, of course, on television, and will realise that Phil Taylor is probably playing as well at the moment as he has for a long, long time.
Okay. Similarly, Michael Van Gerwen, I wouldn't say struggled, but went out to Raymond Van Barneveld in what certainly was a shock at the time, and especially as he threw away a 4-1 lead.
Yes, that's right. Barney bit back, and that isn't something we always say of Barney. I have seen him do that before, but often he collapses and caves in, but he certainly got the better of his compatriot on that occasion, and it has been suggested that Van Gerwen's bubble might have burst. Now, that's not the same as saying that he's not a darn good player. He is. He's a brilliant player still. But you get into a winning habit, and once that winning habit stops, any sportsman will tell you, dart players in particular, it's sometimes quite difficult to pick it up again. And that's what Michael Van Gerwen will be attempting to do in Wolverhampton. Of course, he was beaten in the final 12 months ago by Raymond Van Barneveld, and he'll be looking to go one better. But at the moment, the Taylor Van Gerwen, if you like, the Taylor Van Gerwen attempt to be the top dog is certainly going Taylor's way.
At the minute, anyway. So none of the outsiders interest you there, John?
Oh, outsiders. There's always the chance of somebody... coming through from nowhere to in these kind of competitions. There are so many dangerous players around. Looking down the list, you've got people like Kim Huybrex, you've got people like Peter White, you've got people like Wesley Harms from the BDO, one or two BDO, and of course we mustn't forget Scott Waites, who's won this. He's been in a final, a beaten finalist as well, and he loves this competition. BDO world champion, Scott Waite's flying the flag for the other side, if you like, always a danger. Though you can hardly call him an outsider, he is a number three seed. But lots of players. There's a young man called Ross Smith, he's from Lancashire, Bolton area in Greater Manchester, and he's going to be a threat in Group G. I notice he plays Simon Whitlock in his first game. So watch out for somebody coming from under the radar, as they say.
Okay, then. We will start looking at the match betting now, then. We're going to focus on the eight games that are going to take place on Saturday evening. We will kick things off with Gary Anderson against Wesley Harms. We are 1-2 Anderson and 6-4 Harms.
Yeah, this is a terrific group. It's a Group B game. It's followed, as you'll say in a minute, by James Wade and Peter Wright. And that'll tell you how difficult this group is. Two of those four will go through to the last 16. It's a bit like the old Champions League, isn't it, the football? And as a Man City fan, I know what it's like being in a tough group, I'll tell you. But Gary Anderson, his form has wavered. He's dropped down the rankings, and somehow he's got to find his way back. And I think this competition might offer him a chance to rebuild his confidence. I would take Anderson to beat Wesley Harms, who's no pushover, by 5-3.
Okay, then. The next game that we'll look at, as you mentioned there, is James Wade against Peter Wright. 8-13 for Wade. Peter Wright is 6-5. A great contest this, John.
Again, almost a 50-50. You've got to go with Wade in terms of confidence, in terms of favouritism. But Peter Wright, snake bite, you'll see that snake on the side of his head in whatever colour he happens to choose, or colours. Very colourful character. But, you know, James Wade, at the moment, he's on brilliant form 1 minute, then things start going wrong, and then you get complaints, and he's at odds with his opponent. And I really do feel that there's a danger that Wade could lose this. Of course, if you lose your first game, you're not out of the competition. That's the beauty of it. You can still win your next two and pretty well assure yourself of a place in the last 16, so it's not the end of the world. Even so, it's much more comforting to get that first win, first match, and I think Wade will do it, but it may go the distance this one. It may be a 5-4.
Okay, then. Wade to win 5-4, the pit there for John. Next up, Christian Kist against Ronnie Heibrecht, 8-11 for Kist, and even money for Heibrecht. Another tight encounter.
It is a tight encounter. Two continental players, one from Holland, one from Belgium, and this is Group C. I find this one a very, very difficult one to call. And really, I think it's a 5-4 either way, to be honest, simply because both players will see this as a genuine opportunity. The fact that they're in the same group as Adrian Lewis means that they know that whoever loses this may well not be able to get into the last 16. So it's a big, big game for both of them, and I do think nerves may play a part. Difficult to say. Do you want me to come down on one side? I'll go with Christian Kist.
Okay, then. Kist the pick there. In that game. The next one that we'll look at is the other game from Group C, Adrian Lewis against Richie George. And we're not expecting a shock here. Lewis 1-12, George at 6-1.
That's right. Richie George reached the final, of course, of the BDO World Championship and was beaten by Scott Waite back in the new year. And son of Bobby George. So what a marvellous thing to see this young man coming up onto the stage in the William Hill Grand Slam, and playing against the PDC boys, because, of course, Bobby stayed loyal to the BDO 20 years ago when the breakaway occurred and the PDC, or the WDC as it was then, came into being. And his lad's following in father's footsteps. But, yeah, he's got a job and a half on here, because even though Lewis got walloped by Taylor in the final of the Masters last weekend, he played brilliantly through the tournament, and all the signs are in the latter half of this year that Adrian Lewis is coming back to his best. So I'm going to take Lewis to win this one, and I think it'll be 5-1.
Okay, then 5-1 to Lewis there, the pick in that game. The next one that we'll look at is Kevin Painter against Paul Nicholson. Another game here where we can barely split them. Painter 10-11, Nicholson 4-5.
Yes, I would concur with those odds. I think Nicholson at the moment is probably just slightly the better player, but yeah, there's not a lot between. Could be a feisty affair, this. They're both capable of just going over the top, if you see what I mean. But they're both good lads, you know. They're both likeable fellas. And it's a tricky one. They're all tricky, and that's the way it should be, after all. It's big money they're playing for, and people like to see exciting games. They're in the same group as Phil Taylor, so I suppose they'll see this as a do-or-die match, really. I'm not saying that they don't consider themselves incapable of beating Taylor, but they know that's the hardest game. I think in the end this might just go to Nicholson. I think the odds just in his favour. Probably 5-3, maybe 5-4, but I'll go for 5-4.
Okay, then the next game that we'll look at is Phil Taylor against Stuart Kellett. Another game where a shock would not really be expected. Phil Taylor 1-12 and Kellett 6-1.
Yeah, Kellett has beaten Taylor during the course of this year in the Players' Circuit off the telly. He played him on the telly over in Ireland in the Grand Prix, and frankly, never showed up. I think he just found the occasion too much for him. He came through the qualifiers a week or two back, Stuart Kellett, and he's a good player, likeable lad, practices hard, takes his game seriously. And over the shorter game, you do have more of a chance of a shock. Similar sort of game to the one where he beat him, which was best of 11. This is even shorter, best of 9. If you can get the first leg, get two legs up, break the throw early, put your player under pressure, that's the best chance you have. But frankly, I can only see one result here. I'm going to take Taylor to win this. 5-1.
Okay, then Taylor 5-1 in that one. The penultimate contest that we'll look at now is Michael van Gerwen against Vincent van der Voort. Van Gerwen 1-6, van der Voort 7-2. Another game where we're not really expecting a shock again.
No, these are great friends, of course, two Dutchmen. And Vincent van der Voort's rise came to a halt around about the time that Michael van Gerwen's rise started, if you like. And Vincent van der Voort will not be frightened of Michael van Gerwen. And Michael van Gerwen will be wary of Vincent van der Voort. He's a rat-a-tat player. When they're going, they are sweet. When they're not, they are not likely to be effective. In a way, van Gerwen's very similar. And I think van Gerwen's probably, to a large extent, based his style on that of Vincent van Gerwen. They have different throwing styles, but the pace of the throw, van Gerwen himself is not quite rat-a-tat-tat, but he's quick. But he's also very, very accurate consistently. Van Gerwen for me, 5-2.
Okay, then 5-2 van Gerwen in that one. The last game that we'll look at is Kim Huybrecht against Dean Winstanley. 4-9 for Huybrecht and 13-8 for Winstanley. How do you see this one going, John?
That's maybe where the real value lies in these matches. 13-8 Dean Winstanley in a game which I see as rather more level than that. I agree that Kim Huybrecht should be favourite, but I think 4-9 can't touch that. And Dean Winstanley, who made his debut in this tournament 2 years ago, was brilliant. Now he's determined to do well in this tournament. Of course they all are, we know that, but this lad is so dogged, so delightful to watch, in that you almost go along with every little feeling that he has during the game. Every moment of joy, every moment of pain, you feel as though you're sharing them with him. So much does he live the match he's playing. I think Winstanley at 13-8 has to be the value of the round. And I'm taking him actually to win this by 5-3.
Okay, great stuff, John. A bit of value there in the last game. Enjoy the action. We will catch up with you at a later stage through this competition. And good luck with all those selections, John.
Thank you, Alex.